The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
So your home was destroyed.
Yeah, and my parents, they are killed.
Everyone stay here is broke heart.
My home, my work.
We have a tremendous problem in the world today with a refugee crisis. And, you know, no matter what your particular political views are about how the refugees should be handled, today I want to ask you to set all that aside and just see these people as people that are hurting, people who need help, and they need our help. Can you imagine what life must be like for millions of people around the world who have been ripped from their homes and families? They're fleeing violence and war, just trying to stay alive. These people don't know where they'll end up living, where their next meal is coming from, or even how or if they're going to be able to care for their children. And they are our world's refugees. And I really think we should think about what would it be like if I were in that situation, and what would I want someone to do for me? When Jesus was asked who our neighbor is, he said basically anybody who needs help is our neighbor, and we should be willing to help them. Well, here at Joyce Meyer Ministries, we are helping refugees in many countries, and we need your help to do that. Watch this, and then I'll be back to share with you how you can make a difference in a hurting person's life today.
A couple things on this trip. We really want to focus on going to where there are the right number of people in need. We're going there to find out what the needs are and then show how we're able to help make a difference.
Historically, thousands upon thousands of refugees have made their way right here to France, often fleeing their own war-torn country and coming here looking for asylum or just trying to make safe passage on to another place where they can start a new life. Then, of course, the refugee crisis hit a fever pitch when terror struck right here in Paris.
It's been sudden, you know, over the last few months. People coming from other parts of the world, especially Iraq, Syria. And so they're coming and they come to the stations and then they walk to wherever they can stay. What we're discovering is that those people have been told that they should go to England.
So as part of their journey, they go through many countries.
Absolutely.
But many of them have decided that the UK is where they want to land.
Absolutely.
They want to be in.
So it's a very complex situation.
So they're here, and they're basically trapped for the time being.
Exactly. These people are thrown out of their country. They have no country to go to. They have no identity anymore in terms of nationality.
What is the situation like for refugees here in Paris?
In Paris, the situation, the all refugees from Afghanistan, from Eritrea, from Somalia, from Iran, from Pakistan, they sleep now, at the moment, some of them sleep on the streets.
Sleeping on the streets?
Yeah.
No place
in
to
the
go?
Park, up, in the street and exit motorway, they sleep just there. Sometimes we don't have food all the day, don't have blanket.
They don't have anything to take in the shower. He need the shower, he's sleeping, he need clothing, he need anything for eating. It's too much problem. You know, 1 hour, one year I sleeping outside in the street. I think it's a big problem for refugees.
I am in the street and I'm in very bad situation. When you say you're in the streets, you don't have any place to live, right?
Yeah.
Are you on your own? Do you have any family here with you?
No, I am alone.
For you to come here and have nothing, to leave your family, to leave your home, the situation, what you were dealing with in Afghanistan must have been very bad.
Yeah, but because my life is in danger.
So you had no choice?
Yeah.
Ils sont sans domicile.
They don't have any house.
Ils ont plus d'identité.
They don't have any identity.
Ils ont plus de futur.
They don't have any future.
Le cœur est mort.
The heart is dead.
Qui peut ressusciter ce cœur?
Who can raise again this heart?
Il n'y a que le Christ.
Only Christ can do that.
Ils ont été créés à l'image de Dieu.
They have been created at the image of God.
Et Jésus aime ces réfugiés.
And Jesus loves these refugees.
Il n'y a pas de différence entre moi et eux.
There is no difference between them and me.
This is really an historic time for France and throughout Europe with this refugee crisis. How are you seeing Joyce Meyer Ministries and Hand of Hope being able to step up and show the love of Christ at such a pivotal moment?
Well, we're bringing very practical things like covers, clothing, food, backpack, toiletries, you know, that they can use for their, because they have nothing, really. So we have to we are bringing them everything that they need to be able to live. So the refugee situation right now gives us the opportunity to open up our eyes and say, okay, what can I do? What can I do? And Hand of Hope is a very good expression of what is being done by Joyce Meyer Ministries, because it does bring hope. It doesn't, that's like the first thing it does is bring hope in a practical way. And this is Christ-like for sure.
Are you familiar with the Eclat d'Espoir?
Yeah, the old refugee.
Tell me what Fatima and her organization have done to help you.
They help refugees, like they give blanket, they give food, they give someone from the sick, they bring to hospital. And every minute, if they cannot to meet me, they call me and they ask me, where are you? Are you okay? What do you need to bring you?
And this place helping the all refugees, the Afghan refugee, Iran, Pakistan, every country, they are helping. Yeah, I'm happy from that.
They are good people, they are kind people, and they give me hope every day, and they care about me, they respect me. Now I'm feeling I have my family here too. Yeah.
You were once in this very same situation. What was it that changed your heart? What was it that has changed your life?
Ce sont des chrétiens qui nous ont accueillis, qui nous ont aimés.
A Christian family welcomed us and helped us.
So you know firsthand that God can really make a difference
donc
in people's lives.
Sûr que Dieu peut changer la
in this very situation.
Dans cette situation.
Je suis pas sûr.
It's not that I am sure.
Je suis à 150% sûr.
150% I'm sure of it.
Seul Jésus est le chemin, la vérité et la vie.
Only Jesus is the way.
The truth and the life.
With this refugee crisis that is happening here in Europe right now, what is Hand of Hope able to do to help?
Well, from the very beginning of all this, which probably goes back to Iraq, when people started fleeing Iraq, we had partners in Jordan where we were able to help people, and then in northern Iraq with the Kurds, when they started being oppressed, we were partnering with people there. And then as the refugees started moving into Europe, we've been able to partner with A21 in Greece, and just even a lot of our TV partners that have ways of just helping people on a small basis. You know, if they're willing to help and able to help, then we help supply them with what they need to help. And you know, if we can find somebody that's hurting, then we're willing to try to help them.
We are in northern France, and this is a refugee camp full of Kurdish families who fled their countries. So as I'm sure you would understand, the situation here is desperate. But we want you to know that you can be a part of the solution here. God is giving us an opportunity through all this heartbreak to share His love. And we thank you for being part of it. Go to the website right now, joycemeyer.org, or call that number on your screen, but don't wait anymore. We would love to hear from you today. Fatima, we first met you about a year ago in Paris.
Yes, I remember.
And your life was a little bit different at that point. You were not involved in this refugee ministry.
Yes.
Things changed quickly. What was it that sparked this passion in you? How did God bring you here from so far away, really, from where you live and where you were before?
I saw on TV what's happened for the refugees. They are working in different countries. And so I was thinking, what can I do for them? You know, because sometimes we see some things happen on TV, but you think you can do nothing. But I realized that I can do something for them.
So I decided. What did you find? What were the needs?
So sometimes we come with sleeping bags, with clothes, with shoes, with food. We prepare food also for them. And today we came with the backpacks. So we want to give for the families here a backpack with toiletries. Yes.
And the Word of God is in the backpack also?
Yes, we have a booklet of Joyce Meyer in their language.
How has Joyce Meyer Ministries been able to come alongside you and help you in your work?
I met David Meyer. You remember me, and we talked about what's happened in France, and I told to him that I am involved with the refugees, and he was immediately interested about because it was in his heart. So he said, how can I help you? Do you need some support? And so he provided for us, and I went to tell him thank you.
I think it's so wonderful because you are one person that God laid this on your heart. And now there's an army of support behind you, helping you do what you're doing here.
Yes.
Tell me about when you had to leave Iraq. What happened?
Because all the time fight and kill the people and kill the child and take the woman. And when you see one man is no go with Daesh, he work no work with Daesh, he killed you.
When you left, were you able to bring anything with you?
No, nothing. I now have nothing. It's my clothes and people and hair bring for me and my family. I now have anything in this camp.
It must break your heart.
Yeah. Everyone stay here is broke heart. I now have a country, go back to country.
It's important that we're not showing your faces. Are you in danger?
So,
yes. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
الان که خودمون اینجا هستیم بازم برام چیزه خب ما فامیلامون اونجا هستن برای اونا خیلی خطرناکه.
Tell me about these friends that you've made here. Has it helped you to have new people to help rebuild your life?
واقعا یه ذهنیت دیگه ای داشتم قبلا خیلی بد برام جلوه داده بودن واقعا ذهنیتم عوض شد خیلی خیلی بیشتر از قبل خوشحالم که اینجا هم خیلی خیلی بیشتر اطلاعات در مورد و اینکه بعضی وقتا شده گریه هم کردم به خاطر این محبت هایی که شاید خانواده های ما نسبت به ما نداشتن.
So you're gaining new family. What would you say to that person who's watching television right now, just like you were, whose heart is breaking seeing the condition of the world in these families, and yet they feel like the problem is too big, they don't know what to do?
You can be involved, and it's very important to be involved, because most of the time you watch, you pray, it's good to pray, and it's very important to pray, but prayer needs action. And if they can give, and if they can support those people, it will be very great.
You know, one thing that is very obvious, being here in this camp, and even in Paris with the refugees there, is that the pain and the isolation that people are feeling is overwhelming. It's in their stories, it's on their faces. And it is something that is heartbreaking to see, but it's also God asking us to do something about it. It's an opportunity for us to share Christ in a real and a tangible way. God wants to use us, and He wants to restore hope to people. We've talked about the importance of prayer, but beyond that, combining prayer with action. And that's what I'm asking you to do right now. Pray about what God would have you do, and then listen and be obedient. Together, we can share Him, not only here in this area, but all around the world. So call the phone number on your screen right now. Go to that website and join us as we share Christ and love people. Well, we have certainly learned a lot being here in France. We've met some wonderful people, we've heard some heartbreaking stories, and we have seen that even in a situation as big as this refugee crisis, we can share the love of Christ and really make a difference. And of course, this is not just a problem here in France. This refugee crisis spreads across Europe. You're also making a difference in other areas. For instance, in Germany, through Hand of Hope, you are helping children who have been torn out of their country and placed there and have many hurts going on inside that they don't know how to express. Through art therapy, you're helping them get all of those feelings out, and at the same time, we're able to share the love of Christ with them. And next, we'll be taking you to Greece. Tens of thousands of refugees have been flooding into that nation. You'll find out what you're doing there to help. The most important thing is to remember you're making all of this possible, working together with God. We are in Greece now, and we are on our way to a refugee camp at the northern border of the country. But as we were driving down the highway, we came across this area, which is really just a gas station, a petrol stop, but it has become a refugee camp as well. Probably well over 1,000 people here, families who stopped temporarily, but now are here for who knows how long. You see the UN tents behind us that they provided. A21 helped set these up. And families all around are making do with what they have, at least until the situation changes. It must be very sad to lose your home and the place that you love.
My home finished. My home, my work, finished.
What was your work? What was your work in Syria?
I'm teacher French. Teacher French.
You're a French teacher?
Yeah. My wife, teacher French.
You both are French teachers.
Now, finish. Are you going to finish?
So the war came. There was a lot of destruction in your town.
Mm-hmm. And our house is
demolished.
Your house is gone. Your house is demolished.
It's Syria problem. Problem. Yeah.
Did you lose family members, loved ones, friends?
No, had راح لك شيء من عائلتك. Lots.
Mother.
They all died.
You lost most of your family.
Mother, father.
I was in school, and my parents, they were in my house, and they were. When I came back to home, I saw him. They are killed.
So you came back, and had your home been bombed?
Yeah.
So your home was destroyed?
Yeah, and my parents, they are killed.
You know, people have lost their homes, have lost their livelihood, and they are just desperately trying to get away. And so they will leave their country like Syria and will come, travel through Turkey. And basically, Turkey right now has about 2.5 million Syrian refugees. So there is already so many people there. And so for them, it's the first step. And there they will actually connect up with smugglers who will basically present them with an opportunity to come into Europe. And so this happens under really bad circumstances. They are forced to do this way. There's no other way to do it. They have to physically get to Greece for them to be in Europe, and that's the only way. So I think they have a sense that I'm in a better place now. I'm away from the danger, and where am I going from here?
A21 is an anti-trafficking organization. All of this is very different. So when this crisis began to develop, how did you decide, yeah, we need to get involved?
This just moved right past our doorstep, and these people became our neighbors, and we knew straight away we had to do something. You know, what I think a lot of people maybe don't see is, but every time there's a crisis, every time there's a natural disaster happening somewhere in the world, what that produces is vulnerability, vulnerable people. And we know, we understand that through this situation, the most vulnerable people in the world are refugees to human trafficking. There was no water in this camp. There's a village nearby that didn't have enough water pressure to actually pump it out here. So again, we sat down with the government, the water company, and actually, you know, what is it gonna take to bring water to this site? Within 3 days, we had completed basically what you see behind us here. And so they can walk in there. We have water filters installed so that they're able to have free, you know, clean water to drink.
Which is a huge thing. We're talking families who maybe have one set of clothes. They need to have water to drink, to cook with, to wash their clothes. It's a huge benefit to these people who have so little.
You know, Joyce Meyer Ministry have actually been part of sponsoring several of these containers, and they're beautiful. I mean, it's just, it's you can walk into this cabin and you can lock the door and you can have a sense of privacy. But then also just to get that sense of being clean and having a sense of humanity again is so valuable to them.
Well, Joyce Meyer Ministries and Hand of Hope has worked with A21 for years.
Yeah.
And so when we had the opportunity to join together with you and be a part of helping the people here, it was an honor for us. And we're so thrilled with what you've been able to do and what we're doing together.
Thank you. Well, the truth is that there's no way we could have done any of this without the support like Joyce Meyer Ministries. We couldn't literally do any of this if it wasn't for the partners around the world and people supporting this great work.
What is the most encouraging thing for you that you see in this desperate situation?
I think the most encouraging is that we see people warming up towards us and warming up to everybody who's helping, but also the questions that we see, and like the questions we get asked is, why are you doing this? Why do you care so much about us? And that you get a chance to actually share what you believe and in practical ways, because you can say a lot of things with words, but practically, I think actions speak louder than words. So I think relationship is so important, is that they understand that you're their friends. It's not like you're a refugee and I'm here to help you, but we've built friendships there.
You've made some friends here in Greece, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the A21 people,
yes,
are your friends now. How have they helped you?
For everything. Like Kelly is my friend. My best friend.
And it's been amazing to see how we could tie this all in with anti-trafficking and how we've seen people being rescued from that.
We had a huge rescue just the other day here with 77 refugees who were held captive in a building and were basically being extorted for their money. And through a tip that came through the hotline and in collaboration with Interpol and local police authorities, they were actually rescued and brought out of that captivity.
77
people. Yes. Children, men, women. You know, it all kind of comes together in a beautiful way where we're able to provide direct assistance, you know, a 24-hour line where people can call any time of the day and request help or report something that they've seen or heard. Yeah.
What is your hope for your family? What is your desire?
I don't know. Because I don't have anything now.
When you want the peace, we want to go. We're not here for food, for sleep. We want to go to complete our life. Everyone here wants to go. Everyone has a story. Everyone, yeah, you know.
You know, it's nearly impossible to describe the feelings that you have after a day like this. Meeting these families and the beautiful children, hearing what they've been through and their stories that are so heartbreaking, and just the despair that they share from their loss and their current situation. But the little glimpses of gratitude mean so much, talking about smiles that change their day. And sometimes it really is the simple things that matter when we don't have the big answers. And the fact is, we can't solve all of this problem, but we can do what God asks us to do. And that's really the key. We need to pray. We need to pray fervently. And then we need to step out and do whatever God does open the door for us to do. So we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for sending us here to smile with people, to cry with people, to give them fresh water. And we want to thank you for praying and being obedient, for stepping out and for joining with us at Joyce Meyer Ministries to be here at a place that needs hope, perhaps more desperately than most places that we've seen. So thank you.
Well, here at Joyce Meyer Ministries, we are busy trying to help as many people as we possibly can, no matter what their situation or circumstance is. And you know, I've learned that mercy always needs to triumph over judgment. That's what the Bible says in James 2:13. And if we get into judging people that are in dire straits and in deep need about how they got in that situation or do they deserve our help, then to be honest, we would never help anybody. And Jesus doesn't look at us that way, and He doesn't want us to look at other people that way. I believe that if you will give a very generous offering today to help us with our world missions, that you will have increased joy in your life. And I believe it'll put a smile on your face and on God's face. You know, the bottom line is He wants us to help people. He's helped us, and He wants us to help other people. I love what the Bible says in Acts 10:38, that Jesus just went about doing good and curing all that were oppressed of the enemy. And I think if we all live our lives that way, we're going to enjoy our lives so much more. So please, do the best that you can today and prayerfully send in a really good offering to help us relieve suffering in the world today. Thank you.
For your donation today of any amount, we'd like to say thank you with the books of Psalms and Proverbs from the new Battlefield of the Mind Study Bible. Contact us right now. 1-800-727-9673 or go to joycemeyer.org.
Thank you, friends and partners. Together, we're sharing the love of Christ around the world. To find out more, please contact us or visit us online at joycemeyer.org. Join us in partnership as we share the love of Christ around the globe.
The proceeding was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.